Literary success finally comes to Clive Woodall this week. He's been working in a grocery store and working on a novel in his spare time. Now he's found a publisher and sold the movie rights, the whole deal. Clive Woodall's first published work is an allegorical tale about a heroic robin defending the bird world from marauding magpies. It's called One for Sorrow, Two for Joy. The book began 11 years ago as a bedtime story for Mr. Woodall's two sons, but it hit bookstore shelves this week in the UK with the fanfare usually reserved for Harry Potter. Reporters and camera crews have invaded the supermarket where Clive Woodall works. The Walt Disney Company has already picked up the movie rights, think Watership Downs meets Robin Hood. Mr. Woodall joins us now on the line from his home in Cambridgeshire. Mr. Woodall, welcome.
Hello there.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Quite a reception your book has received. I understand that you took it around to publishers for quite some time.
That's right. I mean, I wrote it, started it in 93 as a bedtime story for my boys, Chris and Dave, who were then 10 and 6, and Chris was 21 on Sunday, so it's taken quite a while.
And you were rejected by how many people?
I've got a very healthy collection of very nice-headed notepaper with rejection letters on it, but I'd say about 30 rejections.
So it was Chris and Dave, your boys, who turned this from a bedtime story into a book?
Well, yes, I mean, their response to the first couple of pages that I'd written was, "We want some more tomorrow." So I had to write it very quickly, and night after night I was reading it to them, and, obviously, they can't take the same story every single night, but I kept telling it to them as I was writing it right the way through 2.5 years, and I finished it in August 95.
So you had two sort of pint-sized editors. I assume that they were critical from time to time.
I think bedtime reading, they're quite sleepy, so I think they were quite happy with it.
Now, if the Disney Company actually turns its rights to this story into an animated feature, did you make it part of the deal that you get to be in it?
That would be wonderful, but I think they'd probably be looking for better voices than mine. I'm sure they'll pick wisely.
Mr. Woodall, thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
Clive Woodall is a first-time novelist. His work, One for Sorrow, Two for Joy, has taken the UK by storm.